This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The streets of Minsk have been quiet a day after Belarusians filled the center of the capital in the biggest protests so far against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election a week ago. Crowds of protesters marched through the streets to the central independence square. The country's leader countered with thousands of his own supporters holding their own rally. Officials in Somalia say 10 civilians and one police officer were killed in a gun and bomb attack by al-Shabaab fighters on Sunday. Security forces took 4 hours to regain control of an upscale beachfront hotel in Somalia's capital after 5 assailants stormed it early Sunday evening. Ambulance workers at the scene reported that at least 28 people were wounded. The Secretary General of the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council is condemning what it calls threats by Iran's president and other Iranian officials towards the United Arab Emirates. This follows the UAE's agreement with Israel to normalize relations there. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday that the UAE has made a mistake in reaching the deal with Israel, condemning what he called a betrayal by the Gulf state. On Monday, U.S. Democrats open an unprecedented virtual national convention to formally make former Vice President Joe Biden their candidate for president. In normal election years, nominating conventions draw tens of thousands of party faithful for festive events designed to shine a national spotlight on the candidates. U.S. President Donald Trump's Republicans will hold their own virtual convention next week. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 170,000. This is